Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Bub, good morning. We're going to skip that intro because we are working on the new one currently for 2018. Good morning, Bub. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good so far.
Ladies and gentlemen around the world, welcome to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Doing It Bubba Style, brought to you by Bubba and Tom of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And we're going to have a fun day today, Bub. We're going to do kind of a year in review, a look back at 2017, starting with last December when we started making plans for January, and a look forward into 2018, Bub.
Hey, man, I'm ready to do it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Bub, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, for the greatest in outlaw boutique fashion, accessories, and apparel, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique. And by Monster Energy, Bub, Monster Energy is...
Energy done Bubba style.
That's right, it is, Bub. Bub, it's been a great year for us this year. We've had a wonderful, wonderful time. It's certainly been met with its share of challenges. I'd like to see one of the things, one of our goals for 2018 is to have a lot less of the challenges and a little bit smoother ride. We started into 17 with knowing that we were going to jump into Supercar Week. And that is an annual gathering here in the Palm Beaches. It takes place for about 7 days, and it features the highest end exotics in the world here in the Palm Beaches.
Yeah.
There are events at the Polo Club. There are events at hotels, VIP events, and the whole nine yards. Let's talk a little bit about that, man, how exciting that was for us then.
Yeah, man. So, you know, that's the way we started 17 off. What is Supercar Week that is actually getting ready to, or maybe starting to go down? Well, no, not yet.
Next week.
It's going down next week. You know, pretty solid event, man. A lot of crazy rides out there. A lot of fun people out there. Probably the only one time you're going to see so many high-end rides in one place at one time in Palm Beach County.
It was just it's an incredible place, Bob. It's a lot of fun. One of the BEM Motorsports Porsches was wrecked there by the valet people, if you remember that.
And I do remember that, actually.
They left the...
Terrible.
You had to run, take the front end off the car, get it fixed, and get it ready. In like 2 days, Bob, you ran like an animal to get that car fixed and ready for the next event for the week.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, man. That was, I think that was like one of the pre-parties that we actually did down there. And, you know, it was a shame,
party,
dude. It was an absolute mess the way that that was set up. The valet, the parking, it's, man, dude, I mean, there were cars out there that were in the pouring rain that had windows down, that had doors open, that had, you know, yours had the front end went all the way across a pole. So a lot of crazy things. I even forgot about that, actually.
Yeah.
Man, what a mess.
That's why we look back on 2017, man. So we...
how many things did you wreck for 2017?
You know
let's
what?
Let's try to itemize this.
I don't know. It wasn't too bad a year in terms of... The tour bus.
Okay, the tour bus.
Yeah. I drove that through a gate.
Your daily driver.
Let's see. I did wreck the daily driver. Yeah, that was a wreck. They also left the windows down to that car at the same event at Supercar Week. Remember
your
that?
Porsche?
The Porsche I didn't wreck, though.
You didn't, but technically it
got
in,
wrecked.
Yeah, so it counts.
Yeah, it counts. Let's see. Other than that, I didn't do too bad this year. It was actually a stellar year of many, many less accidents, man.
I don't know. It was pretty well. Three in a year is pretty solid.
Yeah. Good morning to Gary Peck out there. Good morning, Gary. How are you doing today? So we started into the year with Supercar Week, Bub. We had a series of goals that we wanted to set going into Supercar Week this year.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to attend this year because we've got some bigger fish to fry on our plate.
Yeah.
But we had set up, we wanted to get our new tour bus. We wanted to get our new dually. We wanted to get our new trailer. We got all of those things accomplished except the trailer. We wanted to continue here with our podcast. We wanted to continue with our daily live streams, which really, really, really took off this year, man.
Yeah, we've had a lot in the works, especially from like a social media and a reach standpoint. You know, just everything really in general, everything from our daily live streams to our product segment placements, you know, the things that we've been doing online, our daily shows, our weekly shows, our Saturday. All of our social media, man, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those things are just blowing up with not only great quality stuff for people out there to see, but also the interaction with everyone around the world is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is. We've watched great things happen for other people too, like Jim Kerr and Paul Sr. and his beautiful wife, Joni, Paul Junior and Mikey. They're in the process of starting their new show over there on Discovery, man. I can't say how proud I am of them as well, Bob.
Yeah, a lot of good things in the works, dude. They mean, are. A lot, man. It's, you know, 17 was a great year. 18 is going to be an even better year.
I really think it is, Bob. We have goals that we're setting forward going into 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I continued to deal with, on a personal level, some of the loss of your grandfather and my father. We had to deal with that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that goes on with that as well. From behind the scenes standpoint, there's a lot to running this business. There's a tremendous amount. We had the hurricane, two of them this year, mm-hmm. in August, September, that literally wiped everything out and brought things to a complete standstill financially and from an automotive perspective. Let's talk a little bit about that too, man.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, everything from here all the way down to, you know, Key West, you know, that was a really heavy hurricane and it really didn't hit. I mean, it definitely was a solid impact on the state of Florida and all the way down through the Keys. But I'll tell you what, man, it was a really, really, really heavy hit on, you know, some of those islands off the coast. That's where they got just absolutely annihilated with, you know, Category 5 plus. And, you know, that's where it's crazy, dude, is how much it took out everything that a lot of people gone. All, you know, their homes, their valuables, their items. I mean, things you'll never get back are just gone.
Well, the funny thing is, too, Bob, we kind of, even though we had been traumatized by it as well, I lost a house in the middle of it. I had to move into a new residence. But the funny thing about that was, Bob, and it's weird to move in a hurricane. That's a strange thing to do, man.
Bro, who picks the only weekend that we have a hurricane to move their entire house? So this guy calls me. He's like, hey, Bob, you want to move my house this weekend? And I'm like, actually, Dad, I don't. I'm like putting up the storm shutters right now, making sure the hurricane windows are good. And somebody's playing over here. Yeah, oh, here we go. This guy.
Hold on a second.
So. I'll tell you what, man, it was the only guy in my entire life who would ask me to do that would only be you.
Well, but we got it done, didn't we?
Of course.
I mean, it was taken care of. We got it done. A lot of things. Then it was all the setup of everything, Bub. Then it was, you know, we had the great graces, Bub, of joining forces with a lot of new partners, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we certainly took on Steeda Autosports. We took on, let's see, Borla Exhaust, Extreme Dimensions. Custom Performance Engineering, Bub. Who else? Turbonetics, of course. We've been with Turbonetics Precision Turbo for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, so many, man. There's, you know, 17, we made a lot of great connections, a lot of great benchmarks that were set in the automotive industry for us here at BEM. I mean, it was an awesome time, man. I mean, you know, getting out to SEMA out in Las Vegas, I mean, that's everybody's goal in the automotive industry is to be able to not only go to SEMA, but also to be able to place and walk out of there with awards. I mean, that's when you're pretty solid in the industry, Mark. And, you know, that was done. It was benchmarked. We got four contracted builds from SEMA 17 for SEMA 18. So we have those in the works right now, man. It's going to be not only a solid packed year, but just a lot of fun.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun, Bub.
Yeah.
Good morning to Michael K out there. I do not know how to pronounce that last name. It's too hard to.
You got to go with Tantos.
Okay. Good morning to Tantos. Out there. Good morning, Mike. Mike, where are you from out there? Tell us a little.
You know Mike.
Yeah, but where is he? Where,
two
where
doors is, down from me is where he is.
Is he two doors down from you?
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay, that's right. He's on Leslie right out there, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. Man.
He's not with Leslie. He's on Leslie.
That's exactly what it
Don't
is.
Don't let a lizard hear that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know Mike very well. Mike is a very good guy. He is your neighbor, Bub. It's just hard to pronounce that last name. So
try Mike, to say it. Try Mike, to say it, the whole thing.
No, Mike is also a chef over at, what's the name of that place, Bub?
Food Shack.
And he, man, I go in there and we sit at the rail. Bub, we sit right there where Mike is cooking on Wednesday nights. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't had his food, go see Mike out there at Food Shack. It's right there off of on A1A right there in mm-hmm. Indiantown Road, Bub. It is amazing food. And, man, can that guy come up with some creative things to cook. Man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. It's, you know, he was, I think he was one of the first chefs at that restaurant. And I'll tell you what, is just insane.
Yeah, hold on. What are you saying, Mr. Bridges? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we're good.
Yeah.
She might just need to turn up her volume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Everybody else can hear us over there. So, are you not showing any volume over there? Hold on one second. We're taking care of some technical things over there, ladies and gentlemen. Bub, is you get it, Bub, over there?
Should be good.
Yeah, we should be fine, man. Everybody else hear us out there? Let's just make sure that everybody else can hear us and it's not just Donna over there. Good morning, Donna. How are you, my friend? How is Goaty Bo, beautiful gal of Brian Tessner from the 405 Street Outlaws show. Bub's over there working out some of the technical difficulties. We also picked out Bub. We completed the 2017 BEM SEMA Mustang. It was the world's only 603 horsepower. We know you got volume because you heard it coming through my show over here, Bub.
Yeah.
It is the world's only 603 horsepower stock block EcoBoost ever to go out there, Bub. And it was pretty amazing, man.
All right, hold on. We definitely got no sound here. Hold on. Let me figure this out.
Okay.
So let me see your thing.
You want to see my thing? You want this one, Bub?
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on one second with us. Let's see here. Hey, friends, who should you? There you go.
Hey. I think we had one write-in that it had to be something that you did. So let's see if we got this here. This is the one that we broadcast through. We're here.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Bob.
Okay.
You may or may not have something. Do you have anything?
Nothing yet.
That's coming out of the board going over.
Yeah, that's not nothing we've done over here, Bob. Nothing we've done on this side.
Yeah, we should be all good.
We should be just fine. Hold on one second here. It's easy enough to tell. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We are trying to fix this technical difficulty for you here inside the studio. Oh, man.
Let me see this thing.
Totally something, isn't it, Bob? Let me move over here on my phone. Hold on. And if we simply go here.
Yeah, I mean, definitely we're sound in the studio.
Yeah. And the sound's broadcasting out through that way, right?
Put your headphones on.
Yep. Sorry about that, Bob. Good morning to John Andrade. He's out there with us too, ladies and gentlemen. We're just trying to step through a quick technical problem here. Bub, you want me to turn it over on this side? Good morning to Candace Watkins, Donna Tessner. Tom had to have done something. Yeah, typically that is the way it goes. That's what?
Out there.
If we are.
Getting sound out there.
If we're getting sound out there, it's going through. It's going through everybody else out there. Mike, hey, Mark, okay, who broke the live feed? LMI. Hey, Mark, are you getting any audio on your end down there?
We're not going to hear your question.
Why, who
are you talking to? No one can hear you speaking right now.
Mark Hoffman out there. Yeah.
Hold on.
We can hear you talking.
You can? Nope. Let's see right here.
What a dick.
Yeah, we're fixing it. We'll get it fixed here. Should I hold up a sign, Bub?
Hold up a sign.
Yeah. Currently fixing audio problems. Right?
I actually don't know why. It's something in this app.
It's in which app?
The program right here.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay.
All right. We're going to have to drop off and come back on. I'm just going to have to do it.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I have to.
You mean coming out of Facebook? Coming out of Facebook? There we go.
Yeah.
Hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back on with you. So that means that's going to change the way the audio feed comes up. You think it's on that app, Bob?
Yeah, it was for sure.
Okay. Well, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. There, it's already off.
Mark Hoffman says time to drop back and punt.
Yeah. You got it. Yep. There we go. Right there. Yep. It's always something.
Mic check.
Yeah,
we're good.
Good.
We can hear each other.
All right. There we go. Right back there.
It's this app, man. Sometimes it just goes bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
wait,
I'm sorry.
Wait, stop. Jesus. Let me get going here. Wait for it.
There it is.
Keep waiting.
And we are?
Not yet.
Almost. So you had to go back out and clear the app and bring it back in, huh?
Wait for it.
And we are.
Wait for it. One more second. All right, I'm going to delete the first one.
There we go, right there. Now we're live, right, Bob?
Give it a second now. Mm-hmm. Jesus, now we're live.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize. There was a technical glitch here in the studio, but we got it fixed. So good morning, Donna. Good morning, Donna Tessner. Good morning, Mike Kay. Good morning, Mark Hoffman. Mike Jackson is watching. Our former Mike Jackson out there who's doing his own thing now. Mark Hoffman, it's time to drop back and punt. So, Bub, we were kind of talking about 2017, all the great things that were happening there. Out of 2017 came the 2016 BEM SEMA build.
Yeah.
You partnered up with a lot of the big guys on. It is the world's only stock block 603 horsepower EcoBoost 2.3 liter ever built, man.
Yeah, man. It's you know, that was a fun build. You know, we did that car. You know, the Mustang came into us straight from Ford back in May, June. It was like April it got here. First release of that car was out at Boosted Bash at Turbonetics in Simi Valley, California. In June of 17, maybe 6-7 months ago, that is when we unveiled that car for the first time with that first unit from Precision/Turbonetics. From there, we took the car back to South Florida. We had it brought back over here, did a complete build, knowing that that car was going to unveil at SEMA for its next debut in the Precision Turbo booth. So we wanted to take that thing and just put it right over the top, man. And we did. I mean, everything from a wide body, full suspension, custom upholstery, Carbon Creations components, the paint and body, all the powder coating and plating, the three piece wheels and tires, man, just crazy amounts of work went into this thing. And, it definitely rocked the industry, man. It was just shot last
Wednesday. It was last Wednesday, right? Yeah. For the magazines, yeah.
They shot that at, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'll tell you what, man, those photos, once the industry sees those things, when they hit the media print, man, it's going to be insane.
It's going to be crazy. Good morning to Mike, Donna, Tessner, all of them. Thank you for letting know we're no back. Thank you for letting us know we're back on the air. Let's see. What are you showing me?
This person waved at you.
Oh, okay. Janet, I don't know. I don't know who Janet Makalika Zaza is. I don't know who that is, but good morning to you out there. Where are you calling or where are you visiting us from? Bub, not only that, not only did we develop some amazing relationships, we walked away from SEMA with four new builds that were going to come out. We do have, and that led us into the development of some really fun people known as the former Street Outlaws from the 405 crew.
Yeah, that was great. You know, we met some of those guys out there. We met some of the what's now running as the Big Tire Boys out there at SEMA. We got to hang behind stage and offsite with Farm Truck and Asian. So really solid dudes, chill, having a great time, man. And then, we met a bunch of the Small Tire Boys as well. We've got a couple of those rides in the facility now, and there are big things to come out of the Small Tire Street Outlaw Network.
There is. We had an initial idea, but as with everything that you approach, you have to improvise, adapt, and overcome. I met with Joe Jansen, our entertainment attorney yesterday, about revising the bill or the project a little bit. We came up with an idea to join forces with the former 405 Street Outlaw Boys. And get it to a televised network status. We are still working on that very aggressively behind the scenes, although we are changing up some things to make that come together.
Yeah.
We may or may not be using Palm Beach International Raceway, but we will definitely be doing some back roads racing here in the Palm Beaches and in the 405 Oklahoma area code. I will tell you that Brian Tessner, Goody Bo, I will tell you that he is probably, Bub, one of the most objective. He and Wayne Varley of the Gold Car are two people that came into our lives in 2017 that are very, very, very special people, man.
Mm-hmm.
Very special
people. I met a lot of special people.
You did?
I did.
Were they special ed people?
They were very special people.
Were they?
Yeah.
Bo was just, he's an amazing guy. He's not how he was produced. He was perceived to be on the former 405 Street Outlaw show. He's a very objective young man. He's a very understanding person. He is methodical in his approach. He's technical, but he's balanced in his story in what is said to him. He looks at everything very objectively, like you and I do. He's a wonder. It's hard to find true people like that out there anymore.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It's finding good, solid people that as you know, I'm a very objective person. You know, I'll look at both sides to everything before I make a move on anything. It's hard to find people like that. And, there's not enough of that out there in the world. Everybody's so quick to jump anymore, not look at everything all the way through. And, 90% of the time that typically comes back to that person and bites them.
It does. Wayne Varley, the owner of the Gold Car. We've got that car here. We're going to be doing some big upgrades on that car. We've just been waiting until things were signed, sealed, and delivered to move forward with that piece of the project. Just another really wonderful guy. He's been burned a little bit in the entertainment industry, as have we all.
Oh, of course, man. I mean, anytime you deal with entertainment industry, you're going to deal with some issue. It's never going to be smooth.
It's not.
It's when you sign contracts, they lock in, and that's what lets people do what they do in the entertainment world is, everybody's out for themselves. That's the only way it is.
We did the Billy Lane Sons of Speed episode, Bub, with the BEM drone that you bought that last year at Christmas time. And we've gotten some great use out of that throughout the year.
Yeah, way less than I'd like to.
I get it.
But we've definitely had some fun with it, man. It's, for that thing, shooting the quality of imagery that it does, man, that's at 4K resolution. And it is, I mean, literally, it can track and travel 3 miles away from wherever it is you are standing with zero hiccups, zero flaws. It can even do direct link to like YouTube, to Facebook. It can actually do like a social media live, just like we are now. You can literally do that exact thing from 3 miles away in the air, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, it sure can. That would that was a big addition. The GoPro, the 4K GoPro.
They were a big addition in the corner in the office.
Yeah, and they're just sitting there now. I'm kind of disappointed, but we're going to make some big changes in that area. I've been talking to Brent Poole over there, who's been working with Mean Streets. And we talked to him, I guess, the other day on the phone, Bob, another addition to the BEM family in 17. We're going to be doing some more of the Mean Streets Sash 1320 style videos here at BEM as well this year. That's part of the goals that are coming up, Bob.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a matter of just taking a lot of time. You know, you got to know what's good, you know, especially doing, you know, editing and, you know, mass production videography, dude. It's it takes a lot of work to be able to do something that has to be very, you can't make it overdrawn, you know, you can't make it real long in the tooth about the same crap. You've got to be able to hit your target, do it in a matter of seconds, because in today's world, people don't sit around and watch, you know, 15, 20 minute videos before you even get to the point. You know, most people, they need that catch within like the first 20, 30 seconds in order to either keep watching or, you know, just not click and go to the next thing. You know, you want to be able to catch somebody really fast. Sometimes that's done through, you know, quick screen chops and, you know, chopping around. So it does look unorganized and messy, but it makes you stay tuned to see more because you never see the whole. Or from like in a really aggressive music standpoint, a lot of good beats are what draw people into things today.
It is. Good morning to Matt Neal and Brother Mike McCloskey out there. Long, long, long time friend of this family. Very, very good guy. No, he's been down the road in 2017 as well, Bob. His 2018 looks very, very bright for his future as well, man.
Yeah.
It a lot of work has continued, Bub, in terms of we've got the 62 Corvette we're rebuilding. We've got a Checker cab back there, 76 Checker cab we're building back there. We've got, oh, man, what else is in painting body? A 40 Ford back there.
Man, it's, you know, it's crazy, dude. It's, you know, that's really, you know, as much of the modern as I do, you know, that's where I can really just get out and just have fun on the playground with the older stuff, because it, although it does suck dealing with it sometimes, you know, because these things, it's like just to work with one bolt can sometimes take 2 hours, you know?
Yeah, man.
You know, that's just the reality of it. But, you know, when you're working with them, it's just like an open book. You can just play and draw, modify, fab, design, you know, change, alter, do whatever it is you want to do and come up with a great creation, you know, as long as you can see it through to the end. And that's what's a lot of fun with, you know, a lot of these things that we're doing right now. Some of these bigger projects, the resto mods, the pro tourings, you can take them and just run with them and have fun and then put something out that's just insane, jaw-dropping when it hits the street.
Well, not only that, Bob, you did two very custom sets of wheels and tires in 2017. You did the VR 307 for the Bucky Dent car that was featured on Ted Vernon's South Beach Classics final episode. That was completed. You did the three-piece custom-cut wheels on the BEM SEMA 17 Mustang that was featured as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a great relationship with American Racing. Parent company would be Wheel Pros. You know, everything from, you know, wheels, tires, from, you know, low end to medium grade to high end three piece. I mean, wheels that start at $50 and go up to $4,000 a rim, you know, which is pretty solid, man. So we've got a really great connection there. They've done a lot of work with us, you know, and they've really been big supporters of us too, man. There's not many companies out there that they stand behind and, you know, sponsor product and actually hook people up with things. And you know, we've done so much with, you know, a lot of ball players, a lot of major league celebrities, and you know, they've really just stood behind and they've pushed that bar to a new level, and they've continued to do it now, taking on almost the entire wheel industry.
Yeah, they really have, Bub. You have just, I mean, some of the great things you've done in 17, Derek Dietrich, number 32 of the Miami Marlins, man. He,
yeah.
Double D 32 is his Instagram handle. Look him up. Double D 32.
32 Double D.
32 Double D. Look him up. His slogan is "Let it fly," because when he swings that bat, they go, Bub.
They go.
He did just an amazing audio system in his Jeep. People don't understand, Bub, just how talented you really are, man.
Yeah, no, it's funny too, because I was actually looking at some pictures yesterday, as you know, finishing up one of the rides we're doing for another ball player, looking at photos of a car that I did, you know, years back, and
the Thunderbird.
Yeah, man, I was looking at that thing, just checking it out, dude. You know, when I looked at where that car came from and where it went, you know, that was incredible, dude. I mean, that was one beautiful ride. It was
the 57,
Thunderbird, the gray one that I built. Man, it had to be maybe like 6 years ago. I don't even know, 6-7 years ago. And, you know, that thing was just, I mean, jaw dropping, dude. It, from a car literally that was T-boned in the side that, you know, full frame car, you know, those are X frame cars. So this thing was literally pushed from like the door panel all the way into the center, everything crushed. And we had to recreate and rebuild all of that. And it was a 57 Thunderbird. You don't just go and buy parts for it. You make all of them. And I'll tell you what, man, I watched like all those photos yesterday. There, I don't know. You had maybe 1500 photos. You documented its restoration.
I document everything.
And it was solid, dude. I mean, see that car from like before, during, after, night and day. I mean, you wouldn't even think it's the same car.
And you know, that old bastard still had something to complain about.
No, you know, I thought about that too. I was like, man, this guy got a pretty solid one. I think he was all in that car, like 30, 40 grand.
Guy's name is Reese Burgoyne.
Easily, probably worth 80 grand. Mm-hmm. Easily.
And he still had things to complain about. Nobody can ever just say, hey, you know what, Bub? The quality of what you do is top shelf. Nothing leaks. Nothing has a problem. Nothing has drivability issues. They just want to bitch.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's what's funny, too, is, you know, most people in this industry don't understand what it truly, I mean, guys that are in it understand it. But most people out there don't understand what it takes to do a simple process. You know, one small step that seems like it's just, oh, we're going to change this from black to red, right? That may be a 3-4 hour deal. It may even be longer than that, depending on what you're working with. You know, it's not just a Home Depot or Walmart do-it-yourself project on the weekend where you're going to go and you're just going to put some tape around something and paint it. If that's what you want to do, that's what you're going to get.
Well, it's like, for example, you're rebuilding a 62 Corvette. Now, we've had that car 4 or 5 years. It originally started out down in the Fairfax facility, Bub. And we brought it in here to get the job done right because the crew down in Fairfax, amongst all the other people they ripped off down there that we made whole, we brought the car here to finish it up, and we met with the owner yesterday. He flew in from DC, and they don't understand why it takes the time it does. You know, they want a concourse style restoration without putting any money into it themselves personally. They don't understand how much you've extended yourself to them to make it come out. Where the parts and labor come from, what it costs to run the machine, what it costs to buy in sandpaper. You know, you step up and you do the right thing, it's still never, ever, ever enough, man.
Well, listen, man, that's like I just told him straight up yesterday, you know, listen, it's really hard, not only working with older cars in general, just stuff that takes time, but when you are working, for example, like on this Corvette, so that's an all-glass car, so completely fiberglass, it's not like a piece of metal where you can take a heavy piece of machinery, and for example, on bodywork, you can't just grind away on the metal of the car to get down to the bare metal. If you've got to go through rust, you've got to go through the paint jobs, you've got to go through this and that. This is fiberglass. You have to hand work it. You can't pour something on it. It will eat through the glass. You can't go at it with heavy machinery. It will eat through the glass and you will go right through and put a hole in the side of the car. You know, there's so much that has to be done. It's all done by hand. Every millimeter of that vehicle will be touched with fingertips.
That's exactly right.
And that's not a one day a job. And that's what a lot of people think.
And not only that, you lifted the sill plates up on that car as you were working on it and found out that the car had been back halved anyways.
Yeah.
It had been, I mean, somebody had done, and then they hid the work under the sill plate.
Yeah. You find that a lot, man, in the industry is, you know, just shoddy work, dude. You know, people find the quickest hiding spot and they go for it, man. And you know, you don't really realize it if you put some paint over it. You know, it's not hard to make stuff hide. But when you do get into it and you do try to do a repair or a great quality job, you end up finding it. And then guess what? You got to basically take that all the way down and start over again if you want it to be 100% job, not a 92% you're throwing some cake on.
That's exactly right. And they don't understand it. And, you know, we kind of had to have that. In fact, I'm drafting an email, follow-up email in my office this morning. I was working on that prior to us having breakfast. And I'm sending that off to him today. You know, if people can't be appreciative of that which we do and what we bring forth, then I don't need to work for them. We just had a gentleman with a Ferrari call us, a VR512.
Yeah.
A 512 TR, I think.
TR,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, because TR stands for Testarossa. It's a 5-liter 12-cylinder. He wanted us to go to his house. And while we don't do house calls, you and I, you know, kind of grudgingly said, blah, 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 blah. We explained to him our procedure. You have a write-up fee. We credit it back in on the backside.
Yeah.
Once the work has started. And he wanted to argue about paying the write-up fee up front. So bottom line is, I don't need somebody telling me how to run my business. Adios, dude.
No chance. I mean, in today's world, honestly, let's just be real here for a minute. In today's world, do you do anything without some sort of form of payment? You know, do you walk in like your doctor's office and, you know, any sort of, is there a copay required, even if insurance covers it? Right. So no matter what you do, you either have to do it by appointment 90% of the time, or you have to do it with some form of upfront payment. You know, most people think that you're just here sitting around doing nothing. And that's not the case at all, especially in an industry where it is a lost art. I mean, what, what we can literally master, design, and do here at BEM is not, it's not something you can find on every corner.
No, you can't.
And it's fading fast.
It's fading really, really quick because everything's moving over to the modern performance. Yep. Of course, you do a lot of the modern performance. You got a 79 Trans Am out there you're doing with a 454 LSX motor in it. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really crazy, Bub, how that is all coming together and you're making that fit, man.
Yeah.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, and but that's what I'm saying. You know, it's in today's world, dude, if you take the time, you do your research, you know what you're working with, you can literally take anything and virtually build and design anything. But it's all about time and it's all about money. That's what it comes down to. This hobby, if you want to play, you know what you got
to
do.
And people can't, they can't seem to grasp the fact that you do have to pay in this hobby. You do, if you want to, you know, why should we work for free? Why should our hands hurt? Why should your back hurt, Bub? Why should your fingers hurt? Why should you go home tired in physical pain? And you know, they absorb all the benefit of driving the car. No, pack it up and take it down the road, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't
definitely.
Need it. Don't need it, man.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, you don't really find in any industry anymore in today's world, you don't really find anybody doing anything from a promo standpoint. It's just that there's no need for it. There's no reason to do it when all these companies out there, it's, you know, to get wheels provided, to get suspension parts provided, to get, you know, body stuff provided. That is all, I mean, you're reaching for the moon anymore because these companies today are so well known already, they have no reason to give away. Even if it's a small $500, $1,000 worth of product, they have no reason to do it.
And you know what, Bub, that's the big thing about it. You know, no matter what you throw at it from a sponsorship standpoint, no matter who brings something forth to the table, no matter how much you try to help somebody, everybody now brings forth an entitlement mentality.
Oh, like, for sure. It's what else can I get?
Yeah.
It's not cool. Sweet. Thanks. You just hooked me up with $8,000 worth of product. It's, well, can we get this too?
Yeah, I don't think that client.
Listen, if you want to try to squeeze something else out of somebody, and I'm not like that. I mean, when we were doing it with, so for example, so everybody knows the SEMA 17 build, we had a lot of sponsors throw product on that car because of what it was. It's a super heavy hitter in the industry right now for that 2.3 EcoBoost market from 15 on. That thing was literally just rocking everyone. And I'll tell you what, man, it still is. You know, we were dealing with, you know, the guys at Steeda, for example. We started that off with, not being greedy by any means, you know, but reaching out to Steeda and saying, listen here, this is the project, this is the platform, here's an overview of the ride, and this is what we're going for. We would like to put on, we started at just a basic set of coilovers, right? Front and rear coilovers, just to set the adjustment on that stance. So it sat down on the ground, looked really good, would handle tight, and that was it. From that point forward, once we, you know, we built that relationship up, we had literally Glenn from Steeda. He was calling us saying, listen, we want to send you every piece and component we have for that car. So it went from them giving us $1,000 worth of product, probably to north of, I'd say, $12,000 worth of product for that car.
They're good people over there, man.
Well, for sure. No, but I'm saying it's, you know, it's not, don't go in and just try to be greedy and be like, oh, let me get this, let me get this, let me, well, hold on a second. Like, let's establish something first. Let's see where this goes. And then we'll go from there.
One of the things I've gotten good at, Bub, and it goes against my grain. You know, I was raised by a very strict military officer. You know, I was military myself. Mm-hmm. And I was taught to respect people. And I was taught to believe in people. I was taught to have a tremendous amount of care and love for people. And I carry those. And it's one of the things throughout 17 I've kind of had a battle with emotionally and internally, because I've watched as you've grown more into a man at 28, 29 years old. You've developed more as a president, as a business owner, and you don't want to take it anymore. You're like I used to be a couple years ago. You just don't take it. You tell people to go F themselves and you're done. It's it.
I mean, I've told my friends that, like, listen, don't overstep a boundary. You know, I feel like there are certain limits and lines that you cross. And, you know, I feel like there's certain lines you just don't get near, you know, and one of which that you see happen a lot is, you know, anytime anybody knows anybody, they always want free.
That's it.
That's not the way I roll at all. And it doesn't matter. Even, you know, all of our guys that we have from a ball standpoint, it's never a point where we're like, oh, you know what? Oh, I know you. I do all this stuff for you. Can you hook me up with like a VIP box to this? I don't want it. I'm not going to ask for it. I would be, hey, listen, who do I need to talk to about buying this setup?
Yep.
I'm not going to ask for it. I don't want to get it for free. A lot of the times the guys do it anyways, but I want to go out and do it the right way. Most people are not like that anymore. Most people are like, oh, I know this guy. Let me see what I can do and take care of this for free.
So, Bub, you know, why would people expect for you to do it for free? And that's something that we have, you know, kind of had to put it into it.
Well, you have to. I have no reason to do free work. You know, I'm on, right now I'm on a 2-year backlog. And, you know, I don't need to take in another job for the next 2 years because of what I've got sitting here and the quality rides that I've got on my plate right now. They're going to all be trendsetters, and every one of them is going to be insane. The clients are going to love them. You know, and I don't need to keep, you know, stepping aside to do these other projects that are doing nothing for me.
Well, how much does free work pay your bills?
Well, it doesn't do anything.
Right.
Free work does nothing. At the end of the day, most people, you know, 90% of the time you do something free for them, you may get a 2% return on that, if that, pretty low number. You know, it's not like you're getting 100% return. If everything worked that way, you'd be sitting rich real quick.
You would. And people, once you do something for free, then you're kind of committed for an extended period of time to continue that behavior, which does not. It's a spiral. So
yeah.
You know, don't lessen the value of your work, people. I mean, if you're a hairstylist, if you're a nail manicurist, if you're a car builder, if you're a detailer, it doesn't matter. Don't lower your prices and don't lessen the quality of your work. And this is why I told that guy with the Ferrari, nah, you know what? I think we'll pass.
Well, I mean, to listen, if you're going to call me and the very first words out of your mouth are Google me and you'll find out who I am. I don't care who you are. You know, and it doesn't matter to me. I don't care if you're the king of this. I don't care if you're a guy on the corner. It doesn't matter. I'm keeping my policies the same way. I do it one way only.
It's consistent, yeah.
And, you know, and that's the way it rolls, man. And if you can establish that very first line and that boundary, you'll be good from there out.
That's right.
But if you can get taken advantage of right out of the gate, it will happen all the way to the end.
Right. How dare somebody tell me this is the way I'd feel comfortable. I don't want to pay your write-up fee up front. It's $135, guy. You're driving a $200,000 Ferrari. Go figure and go do the math. Don't take it out on me, the guy who's the blue collar guy working at this level.
Bye bye.
See ya. And his car sitting in the garage right now.
Let it sit, bro.
Yeah, I don't have.
I don't need it.
His work. Yeah, I don't need that work. Right. Good morning to Russell Fulford out there as we kind of go over the year in review. But 2018 is going to be a very special year. There's no doubt that we're going to continue on our digital platform. We are working very aggressively on and you know what? I'm not going to be quiet about it anymore. We're working very aggressively on a new network television series with the former 405 Small Tire Boys from the former Street Outlaw show. They've been off the air for a while. We have an opportunity to combine forces with them. We're trying to work out some of the logistical things because they are in the Oklahoma area and we are in the Palm Beaches. So one of the things that we were meeting with the attorneys with and everybody with yesterday, the entertainment group, was how do we work that out logistically? You were out working on Bucky's Thunderbird while I was in the meetings with them. And we were trying to figure out how do we work that out logistically? I mean, the boys have family there. They have jobs there, right? The reality of it is the weather is here. You've still got blueness in the skies at 9 o'clock. You've got long days. You can film, you can get a lot done. So we're kind of logistically kicking through some of those barriers right now, and interviewing several new producers for that show. We were in, negotiations with, one producer, who I'm not sure will work out and fit our needs. I think the entertainment attorney is going to be going back and talking to him based on what I heard yesterday. But, you know, take us through that now.
So, yeah, man, it's, you know, working anything with the media is, you know, super, super tricky to deal
with.
It's,
hard,
you know, a lot of people have ideas. You know, how many of those things stick, dude? Probably a very small percentage, if maybe not even 1%.
That's correct, Bob.
You know, and there's a lot of people think that just because somebody says my title is quote unquote producer, that there's pull, and that is very far from the truth. You know, somebody that is in that position is nothing more than a guy that, you know, puts together a concept, an idea, sees it through start to finish, you know, and make sure it gets done. But there are a lot of other flagpoles that it has to go through before it can become that final product. And too many people think it's just you snap your fingers and here you go, have whatever you want. It does not happen like that at all, no matter what you are doing. Even trying to just get, man, you don't even have to do anything from a long network series or a media like that. If you were to just try to get your car featured on the front of a magazine, that is a month-long process before it even starts.
And people don't see, Bob, and I appreciate you bringing that point to the table. You know, I had a series of emails that went back and forth with this particular producer, whom we've had a long relationship with and we trust and we care about and we love very much. But one of the things he said in an opening paragraph was he, after all the research and study, is he didn't see how this could be a successful show. I took great homage to that, because how could it not be a successful show? It was successful for 10 years on Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Now we switch it up and bring something back to the fold, that plus a new spin, now we have something totally different, don't we?
Yeah.
And I don't see how we couldn't, it just, to me, I don't think of things in a negative realm. I blow down barriers. Sometimes I set expectations too high. That's one of my things. And oftentimes I say things that don't often come to fruition. I need to learn to be a little more careful about that. But the reality of it is,
I think a big part of it is you put too much trust into people anymore. In today's world, you can't do it, bro.
Okay.
You got to just cut it. I mean, don't trust a single thing till someone puts it on the table physically in front of you. If it's coming out of their mouth, don't even rely on it. And honestly, let the words go in one ear, out the other. That's just the way, and it's the way it is. Until somebody comes through with something, do not put a single word out, because all it does at the end of the day is put the egg on your face because other clowns. So you don't do it. You don't extend yourself. That's why I don't ever get involved in those conversations. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be part of it, because you know what? I'm so tired of people that they just talk out of the side of their mouth. Every one of them, dude. Everybody says they know the right thing. Like we mentioned earlier, you know, people that think that they know people or they have connections somewhere. Bro, listen, once you come to the table with something, then we'll talk. That's it. It's just that simple. Don't walk in a Ferrari dealer if you got 50 bucks in your bank account. You're walking in with 200 grand, we'll talk.
Now we'll talk.
We'll talk. Other than that, bro, stay at the door, take pictures.
And that's one of the things in 17, Bub, personally, that I'm trying to learn to do better. Again, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people. I was raised at a different generation where you could work with a handshake. You could work with a yes. You
can't do it.
You can't. I'm getting to the point where I just don't trust people at all.
No, you can't.
And that's a shame, because it's very hard for me internally to come to that point, because it's not how I was raised, and it goes against the grain of everything I feel in my heart. I just want to be good to people.
I got it. I mean, that's how I am too. I would extend myself to anybody, but I'll tell you what, man, once you get burned so many times, you'll eventually put that wall up and, yo, it's a wrap, dude.
Yeah.
Stand in line or bring something to the table. Don't take away from my table.
That's exactly right.
That's it.
And that's why, you know, this year in 2017, we actually shut the gates
out
front. We don't want people burning up our time just to get this part, this much of the new network television show done. I'm sure you can share with the worldwide audience. I've spent two months behind closed doors, literally on the phone, bumping and grinding. And, you know, it's not just that you're making a phone call. It's that every one of those people that you have a phone call with is requesting five different things.
Right.
One's requesting an email. All of them are requesting an email. One's requesting stats. One's requesting a media kit. One's requesting a price kit. One's requesting this. And you got to stop at the end of each one of those phone calls and fulfill each one of those person's requests.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. You know, in today's world, you know, a lot of people don't understand what it takes to make anything happen. You know, from a start to finish, they just think you snap your fingers and voila, it's right there in front of you. It's not, man. It's, you know, just to try to put a single sponsorship together in terms of anything, the average company in today's world anymore does not do financial sponsorships. Most of them are product placement sponsorships. And that is, you know, whether it be providing product for the vehicle in our industry, they would be providing products for vehicles, you know, or even backdrop stuff, man. You know, you get guys out there that, you know, just maybe supply bottles of X, you know, just to have in the background to be seen, that can be used for whatever purpose. But there's, you know, that's it. They're just nothing more than that. But all of these people, before you can even put a signature to a sheet of paper, every one of them wants to know, number one, what is the return? Like, that's it. I'm not giving you money. I'm not going to do that, because too many people just burn people right away with it. I'll give you, say, 10 grand worth of this product.
Okay. So you're making a good point. You're actually using the reference point of somebody we're actually negotiating a contract with now. And that particular group of people, good people, want to bring X amount of dollars, 10 grand, to the table in product. In exchange.
In product, not cash.
But how does that further you as a businessman or pay for your production costs?
Well, no, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. So at the end of the day, you have to figure out what's everybody's return. And that's where it gets tricky. It's not just, oh, cool, I've gotten, you know, 10 grand worth of this product. It's probably going to take me a year to use most of that. You know, what is my return on that going to be? Am I going to sell some of it, maybe sell all of it and make 5 grand? Am I going to sell all of it and make 10 back? Am I going to sell all of it and double it? Am I going to make, you know, 20? So a lot of people look at that stuff before anybody will do anything. Couldn't get a case of water sponsored if you had to, 24 bottles.
And
you have to know, what is the return? Why am I giving you this? You know, it costs me money to produce it. Why am I giving it to you?
And to work with those kinds of sponsors, Bub, is very challenging, because if you don't have very, very thick skin, you can become It can knock down your self-esteem pretty quickly. It can knock down who you are pretty quickly, because you've got to be tough, man. People are going to tell you no a lot to get to where you need to be.
Next.
But then they'll be the ones that want to hook up to you once you're at the top.
It's all right.
You know, it just, you know, Palm Beach International Raceway. Look at that. That's a perfect example of what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, burned once, burned twice.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it's crazy, dude. Hey, I told you this morning, the first conversation that we had was, you know, a guy that I had met last night at a party that we were at was from New York. You know, and same thing, man. He was saying, he was like, bro, the people in South Florida, the connections here, the companies, everybody acts like a big shot, like they're all big playboys. And at the end of the day, you find out that they're nothing better than just guys standing on the corner.
That's right.
That's it. Just shucking and jiving. Everybody doing the same thing, hustling down here. And it's, you know, that's what you find a lot of. And that's why I just don't extend myself at all anymore.
Yeah, and that's the point I'm getting to, you know, especially after as much as we did for that group over there at PBIR for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get burned a second time. And I told him, I'm very, very skittish. I don't want to go into this thing because I've had bad experiences. And guess what?
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
Yep. And it just, you don't know which way to turn. And that takes up a lot of your time in terms of being a productive and a very positive and productive person mm-hmm. out there. Good morning to Jimmy Dolan. How are you, Jimmy? It's nice of you to join us out there. What does Jimmy say? Life isn't always based on just your accomplishments, but based on how hard you work to get there. That's correct, Jimmy. That's 100%. That's kind of what we're talking about. One of the lessons we learned here in 2017, and it was part of the revamping of the business here. We also learned a lot, Bob, in 2017 about employees and the employee mentality and the attitude that employees bring to work today. There's no work ethic. There's no work value anymore.
No, not at all, man. It's, you know, and I think a big part of that too is, well, you know what? It's not just this industry, man. I'll tell you what, it's just in
it's
general.
Everywhere,
dude, people suck.
Yeah, they do.
You know, most people have no work ethic anymore. They have no skill set. Everybody just kind of mopes around, you know, going day by day. You know, with no thrive or drive to the next step in life and going, you know, pushing that bar up to another level. And, you know, to me, I don't enjoy being around people like that. I enjoy being around people who want to push,
motivate you. Yep. Put you up there
and hit these benchmarks that you're like, holy crap, bro. Like, that's pretty solid. You were able to get that done, you know, whether it be cars, whether it be, you know, media related, whether it be web development related, whether it be, you know, just people that work in general in like a grocery store, man. You just don't get somebody that. How often can you walk into a store and either have somebody not acknowledge you, or if you try to ask them the questions about like, hey, is the butter in the cold section? Where do I find the butter right now?
They
just send you on a freaking goose chase through the entire store.
And then
like,
act
up. Like, wait a minute. Don't you work here? Do you know anything about your
no,
job?
No, and then
what
act
you're
like
doing?
You're an inconvenience to have stopped them and asked them. Last night, I was in the local supermarket, Publix. It was 9 o'clock at night. Okay. It was after I left the party that you were just referring to. Mm. Okay. I just had to run in and grab a couple of things. I was standing there and I was watching the gentleman who was stocking the shelves. We were in the coffee aisle. Okay. And I almost took a picture of it and sent it to you because it was so typical of today's mentality, right?
Yeah.
He was actually putting up Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Okay. Right?
And it was on, you know how in retail, the best product that they want you to buy, the most expensive, is put at
right.
the top.
Like eye level or top.
Right?
Yeah.
That's it. Then your middle level is mm-hmm. just about waist mm-hmm. level. And then down below is a lower tier. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm standing there. It's quiet. Not a lot of people in this particular store mm-hmm. at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking all of the boxes, and the boxes are like this, Bubs. They're like a 4x4 or 5x5 box, and he's pulling them forward, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, keep in mind, this is eye level. He's standing right there looking at it.
Like,
okay?
You can't screw this up, bro. It's at your eye level.
You couldn't possibly screw this
up. You're staring at it. It's staring you in the face.
And all you've got to do is pay attention to what you're doing.
Right.
So he's fronting everything. They call it fronting in retail.
Which is what
forward.
Looks great. I can't get anybody here to learn what that means, by
no,
the way.
No,
no chance.
We'll talk about our place in a minute. You pull all this stuff forward, right? And there, the very middle box, Bub, I damn near took the picture of it and sent it to you because you'd have identified with it just like that, right?
Uh-huh.
There, the very center box was upside down.
Stop, dude.
Everything else was right side up. The one he was staring at the most was upside down. He simply turned his head and
moved
to
on.
The lower shelf 3 feet over to the left.
I don't
left.
Get it, dude. People call it OCD. I call it just quality, basic quality.
I mean,
listen, dude. I feel like that's just basics.
We have an intern here, and he was trying to lay down paint yesterday. I said, whoa, dude, that's not how you paint. And Two of our guys were standing back there with him, didn't even take the time to show him how to paint.
Total clowns.
I want to know where it became acceptable for people to come to work drunk and high.
I don't know, dude, but it's been a thing lately. I'll tell you what, 17 was the year of that.
17 was the year of that, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
What the hell is that about,
buddy? I don't know, dude.
I mean, would you go to work under the influence?
No, no chance.
Using drugs, marijuana, any of that?
It's only going to slow you down or mess you up even more. And especially when you're working with stuff like we do. I mean, that's why I get so aggravated, man. A lot of people are like, oh, man, you don't answer your phone. You don't text me. You don't call me.
I don't need to.
Dude, do you understand, like, what I'm working with in my facility? I'm working with things that could be life-altering for me. If one phone call, I reach into my pocket, maybe I've got a razor blade in my hand. Maybe I quick to grab that call, and boom, there you go. There goes a finger. There goes a – and I'm not risking it, you know, and that's what people don't get. You're working with sharp metals. You're working with sharp objects. You are working with things that take time. You're working in between painting. I have people that just blow me up while I'm back in the paint area spraying. I'm like, dude, I can't just stop and talk and text because you want to call me right now. I'm literally mixing paint, which I have 15 minutes of pot life before I can spray it. I don't have time to sit around and dick around talking.
No, you don't. And that's, again, where people look at it. That's more of that entitlement mentality, Bub. I mean, it really
And people take it personally. They're like, oh, he's not calling me back. He's not. I'm like, I'm just
working. I'm working. I own
a
business. I'm
just working. It's just that simple. Don't take it too far. Maybe that's the way you treat people. I don't. I'm just working. I'm simply doing my job.
And by the way, the Lloyd men love to work. That's what they do. I love to work. I love working, man. And, Bub, here's another thing in 17 we came across. A lot of people said that we enjoy entertainment more than anything else. Well, Bub, is there anything wrong with that? Profit's not a dirty word, so why shouldn't you enjoy the entertainment side of things?
People enjoy entertainment every day.
That's right.
That's what people do. They go out, they take selfie pictures every day. What we do is no different.
Good point,
we do it on a technical level. Most people do it to show off their makeup they're wearing or what it is they're looking like. We do it from a fun technical level that brings everyone something better.
That tries to change the world. That's right, man.
That's it. So what's wrong with that?
I don't think there is anything wrong with it. And you and I live for that. We enjoy it. It's something we enjoy doing. It's something we very much enjoy having fun with.
Yeah, and we have a lot of fun with it, man. It's, you know, like I said, we've been doing a lot of, you know, just product reviews and product installs. And that is something that is, you know, for everybody that's out there watching.
I'm 18.
Going to be a huge hit in 18. We are going to do full product segments, product reviews and releases from some of the greatest technology components out there. I mean, everything from, you know, easy bolt-on. So a lot of these guys out there with the modern performance rides, maybe they want to just do like these how-to videos of, you know, maybe cold air intakes, maybe how to do handheld tuning, you know, with just a handheld tuner, basic stuff, basic devices, you know, how to do, you know, exhaust bolt-ons, things like that. There are so many do-it-yourselfers out there, especially with today's vehicles doing bolt-ons. It is getting so easy. The end user could do it with the right skill set, slowing down, reading instructions. Most of these things come with instructions nowadays. And, you know, we're going to do all that stuff. So we're going to do product reviews. We're going to show all of that. So if it is something that anyone out there has an interest in, you can email them to us at sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Literally say, hey, I've got a 2016 Dodge Charger. I'm looking at putting on this intake and this axle back exhaust. How hard is it? Is it something that's easy to do? How does the Borla exhaust sound, for example? I'm looking at their kits, right? So we'll maybe get that car in here, get the kit sent in, and we'll show everybody out there how to do those installs and what the end product's going to be. So it's going to be a really fun setup.
It is. We are changing that. It's going to be a very technical side of the thing. We don't lose sight of the fact that it is a family show. We got a little carried away last week, but that's okay, man. If people can't take a little bit of the fun with it too, you know, at least we're not out there like some entertainers. Our celebrities drinking and doing cars, which we, Richard Rollins.
Well, nothing like name dropping there, Hot Rod.
Just saying, man. I don't think, I think morally you don't mix alcohol commercials with fast cars. I just don't think you do.
It's never going to be a good combination in the end, man. Especially if you push that limit. You're only going to push it so many times.
I would ask if he has ever stood over the body or bodies of somebody who has been just massacred in a massive alcohol-related accident, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet it changed the approach real quick, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, so 18, we're going to be doing a lot of technical stuff. We're going to be doing a lot of things with Borla exhaust, Stila exhaust, CPE, Duraflex, you know, Carbon Creations. We're going to be just all of them, Bub. I mean, just everything. We're going to be working with these people and doing this thing. Currently, you've got from the 17 BEM Mustang, you've got another Mustang in the facility that was at another local, so-called qualified speed shop, who destroyed them for about $30,000 and left them with very little to show for it.
Yeah.
and you're going through and kind of building that much like you did the initial SEMA Mustang.
Yeah, it's in the works right now, man. Everything from, you know, custom plating to, you know, turbocharger housing that's going to have one of the new PTE systems on it. You know, it's going to have a full match Mishimoto setup on that thing for the front, you know, just to keep this thing mild. We are going to keep it at like the 530, 540 horsepower range to keep this client safe, man. He wanted a car that was just going to produce some pretty solid numbers. And, you know, in today's world, I mean, that's going to be a fun number. You know, anything over that 500 mark is just, it's fun on a street car.
It is, man.
It's efficient. It's got great fuel economy. These things in that mark on the 2.3 EcoBoost, they're not only safe, they're reliable, but also maintain, you know, 20 plus miles to the gallon. So it makes it fun, makes it enjoyable, and gives him exactly what he wants. And that's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to get rid of that basket case that it was, turn it into something that he'll want to go out and pop the hood.
Yeah. And by the way, Michael Kay says he loves entertainment. He does a lot of entertainment. He is a very successful DJ here in the South Florida area.
Mm-hmm.
And when he sets out to rock the place, he rocks the place, man.
For sure, man.
Did any music come up at the party last night? I saw your equipment was over there.
It sounded like somebody just had an iPhone playing in the corner.
Did it?
That was it. Mike actually texted me about it, and I was like, listen, bro, it's dead.
Is it?
I don't know what to tell you. So the party wound up going inside, which is where we decided to go in. So, I don't know, probably 40, 50 people were all there. Everybody brought over a nice housewarming gift. It was
hilarious, dude.
Kind of like their housewarming slash holiday party all at the same time. Right?
This is a Marlins manager, by the way.
Yeah, so they just moved into this place. It's a beautiful house, beautiful setup, great, great vibe. So everybody's having a chill time. Well, everyone was outside. Me and one of the other boys actually got together. And we decided that we were going to go ahead and see what all the housewarming gifts were. So while everyone was outside, we were inside opening every gift that everyone brought. Pretty good stuff though, bro.
And when you were texting me about it, I was there a little earlier, Bob. I left because,
I mean, you got there before anyone even got there.
No, I didn't.
You had to get home for bed at like 6 o'clock.
No,
yeah.
I didn't even get there till 8 o'clock.
Come on.
I didn't get there till eight. And you guys said you'd be there in 10 minutes from Ironwood. So we waited and waited.
Yeah, that guy, bro, I'll never eat at that place again, ever. Ever again. Like it's a wrap, dude. Remember last time I went there, you actually called the manager the next day because he's like your best butt
you're
buddy
right.
And you complained about it.
You're right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Last time? That was last time I ate there.
Was it? Really?
Haven't been there again since then. Last night I went. 24% gratuity. The guy automatically puts on our bill for four people. I was fuming, dude, after waiting an hour for our check to get to the table. I was pretty much ready to lay him on the floor.
Did you reduce the gratuity?
No, you can't.
Oh.
You can't.
Oh, that's your money?
That was why I called last time, because remember they put it on when it was just Layla and I. I was like, bro, you only put gratuity on things that are typically, like, you know, most of the time parties of six or more, right? That's typically when you see automatic, like, 18%.
Mm-hmm.
Be fair with it. Be comfortable with it. Okay, so last time they did it to me and Layla, so my bill goes from, like, 130 to 180. And I'm like, are you kidding me, dude? Like, I wouldn't have tipped you that, bro. You
completely
suck,
forgot about
right?
that, yeah.
And that was the last time I was at that place. I finally, after a year and a half, I'm like, you know what? Simon
let's
and Carla have never been there, so I'm like, okay, let's go there. It's going to be pretty quiet right now, not going to be overwhelming. So we go there, we get a table in the back. How could you screw it up? I have no idea. Somebody lazy, but took it and ran with it. That's where people are at.
Again, that's today's mentality here. You're just going to automatically dump 24% on my card?
Oh, yeah.
That's a quarter of the meals. What was your total meal?
The whole thing for all four of us was $360.
So
and
he's
it
gonna...
was 60 of that. It was 59 something was his tip, and there was like 28 in tax. So it was
wrong
like
my friend.
Literally like $90.
Wrong answer
was thrown away and just to between two things. That
the hell that would have happened
to
me.
Meal.
I left him $5. I would never go there. Bub, we're going to come up against the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we do appreciate you all listening. Please stay with us, man, into 2018. It's going to be an amazing year. It's going to be an incredible year, Bub. A lot of good things are going to happen, man. There's just some great stuff coming up, man.
Yeah, man. Everybody's going to have to stay tuned. So we were contracted for SEMA 18 builds, so those things are going to be insane. Are not releasing any of those details yet for probably the next 2 months once we start doing some sneak show up. And, you know, stay tuned for all of our social media, everything on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is you're connected to. Hit us up at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down. You can subscribe to any of them. And anything we do, we'll go live on your phone, in your pocket, wherever you are around the world.
And, Bub, one of the things that we want to say to everybody is straight up, you know, we've got about 22 million listeners around the world through iTunes, YouTube, or iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, all over the place. We're picking up about between 5,000 and 6,000 new listeners every – is it daily or weekly out there, Bub?
It's daily. We're getting about 5,000. Yeah.
Okay. I can't thank all of you enough, ladies and gentlemen. And I know Bub can't thank you enough for allowing us to be part of your lives and to come to you every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. It does take a lot to put this together. There's very little reward in it. And the things that people are happy to say.
Yeah.
Bub, and the daily live stream from 11 to 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. We've had a lot of people tell us to stop doing that because it cuts into your ability to make money. But we enjoy it, Bub.
Yep.
That's it. Bottom line, we don't owe anybody an explanation. We enjoy going and talking to people and touching people's hearts, man.
That's it.
So what Bub and I would like to do signing out of this is thank you all for allowing us to be part of your lives in 2017. I would like to allow you to welcome us into your lives on 2018. Some big things are going to happen, Bub. One of the things I'd like to say is, as a father, I'm very blessed to be with my son every day. It's non-confrontational. It's not hard. We work very well together. And I know, Bub, that, you know, amidst all the negativity out there, I have, Bub, for you. See.
What? Oh, Christ.
I have for you, Bub.
What is this?
Something that I picked up. Because
I think,
Bub, you are.
This is too tall, bro. I'm gonna have to raise my seat.
I think, Bub, you are the. Good morning, Bob Snow out there, Snowman. Bub, I think you are probably one of the most talented. Nobody, a lot of people don't know this, but we never engaged in formal acting or radio broadcast schools. It's something we picked up and did on our own.
This guy buys me like a solid platinum microphone here. Check this thing out. I'm gonna have to go out in the shop and work another month to pay this thing off.
I just wanted to say, I think you're the best in the broadcast industry, Bub. I think you do an amazing job. I love you very much, and I'm proud to be your dad and proud to be on the team that works with you here, man.
Thanks.
You're very welcome, man.
Yeah, this is good stuff right here.
That's cute.
This sucker's got some weight to it, boy.
There you go, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Show everybody your little trophy there, Bubba.
No, they can see it,
right?
For sure.
That's pretty nice, right?
So, pretty awesome.
Yep. Well, that's what happens when you work with the best. You know, always thinking about you, Bub. I always love you very much. Nobody in this family would be where they are without your skill set and talent. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for letting us join you today and every day over the last year in 2017. 2018 promises to be stellar for us all.
Yep.
I promise you that. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Another big thing for 18 is the new website with all the wheels and tires and exhausts and all the great things, body kits that are going up for sale. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that is MS Outlaw Boutique. MissOutlawBoutique.com. The moose is loose down in Abacoa. See the girls, Rob and Layla. They are tearing it up, ladies and gentlemen. They're doing a good job. And our amazing friends over at Monster Energy. None of this would be possible without Scott and all the Monster crew over there taking care of us, keeping us high up there on the energy level and doing well. Thank you to also, Bub, to another person we've got to be thankful for is JP, our personal.
Every other Saturday morning, bro, on the dot.
He's right here taking care of us, man.
That's right.
We're going on the air.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life, not only today, but in all of 2018. Despite anything that you may come against, remember other people have it much harder, even though it's hard to see through our own problems at the time. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full, ladies and gentlemen, please. Shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their shoes. Get a pair of your nasty sneakers out of the trunk of the car and give them to them. Their warm toes may make all the difference to a warmer heart as well. Good morning, Lou and Hayden out there in the Ozarks, man. Ozark, Missouri, Lou. And a happy new year to you. And ladies and gentlemen, finally, if somebody's hungry, let's feed them. 7-Eleven, Sitco. You know, it's all sitting right. Sunoco, they're right down the corner. Take them. I always think of right down there above at Okeechobee and Okeechobee and 95 is that area when I mentally, that's what I see when I talk about that. Feed somebody today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's step out, touch up somebody's life in a very positive manner. We look forward to being part of your family in 2018, ladies and gentlemen, just as I hope you look forward to being part of ours, Bub.
Yep.
Until next time, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Happy New Year, everybody, and thank you for allowing us to be part of your life.